I don't want to hold the moment. We have been in a series entitled Made, and I want to address the thought of an all-conditioned winner. An all-conditioned winner. Winning is a unique thing. And the idea of winning is a unique thing. Some people reduce it to just being if you're successful or not. And most people will take success as being something that is birthed out of the most optimal of conditions. If all these things line up, then automatically I should succeed. Truth of the matter is that idea, those principles, don't always work. Y'all watch sports, right? You can have the best team. You can have the most talent. You can have the best coaches. You can have everything be the best. And on any given day, you can take a nail. Yes, sir. Any given day. You're not guaranteed to win because your conditions are perfect. But if that's true, then the other is true as well. That conditions not being the best doesn't mean you're going to lose either. Matter of fact, if you live for real, and I'm not talking about existing, I'm talking about living. If you live for real, you discover that when your back has been up against the wall, those are the moments that you found out how much of a winner you are. When I played ball, I didn't find out about what it meant to really win until adversity came. Because it's when adversity comes that you find out what's really in you. And it's interesting that all we do in this world right now, or at least it seems this way, is that we try to tell people that you need everything to be perfect for you to experience success. No. What we need to begin to tell people is that every state you're in, you have the capacity to win. Let me say that again. Every state you're in, you have the capacity to win. I know this is starting to sound initially like some self-help thing, and I should probably be around 20,000 people. And when I said that kind of stuff, everybody just shouted at once, I'm going to win. The truth is, most people still don't realize that you ought to be able to experience wins no matter what the situation is. And I hope I'm in the right place where I'm around the right kind of people, because I want to declare this, and I'm going to go ahead and preface this up front, because I know somebody somewhere will take this next statement as an ego trip, but I'm going to make sure that you know. This is what I've learned about myself. Fred, I've already said this, but I'm going to say it again because I think I need to encourage myself sometimes. Yes, sir. I'm not a loser. Matter of fact, I don't hang around losers. Y'all may not have caught what I just said, so I'm going to say it a different way so I make sure that y'all caught it, so we in the same space, okay? I'm not a loser, and I don't hang around with losers, which means that in this space right now, I don't see a loser in here. I'm going to say that again because I get, listen, I get it. Everybody don't want to shout all the time and all that kind of stuff. But after the week that I've had and I was down for 2 days, one of us or all of us are going to shout. I'm not a loser. I don't hang out with losers. And everybody in here, if you hanging out with me in this space right now, that means by default, you ain't a loser. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what people say. I don't care what comes your way. I don't care what people come up with. I don't care what the environment looks like. I don't care if it was the worst week in the world. Somebody heard me because I wanted them to hear me when I said that. There is no condition that says to any of us that we are losers. God has made us winners. We are victors. We are victorious. If you don't hear nothing else I say in the points that are to come, if you don't take anything away from this today, take this. I don't care what you're going through. You are a winner. My job is just to tell you what you need to do to maintain that. But first, let me give you some biblical evidence. Is that all right? Because I'm still supposed to preach the Bible. So the text falls between two false prophets. It falls between two false prophets that have been trying to talk to a people that have lost their mind once again, the Israelites. They've lost their mind again. They have lost their mind again because they decided they're going to test God about what they think that things should be done and all that kind of stuff. So God says, like any other good parent, you ain't going to test me. I'm going to go ahead and put you in this corner. And it may not be that nice, but I'm trying to be, you know, keep it clean. And so what God did is take Israel, put them in Babylon, say, now look, you ain't coming home for 70 years. You need to get yourself together. Because somewhere between me blessing you and you losing your mind, you must have forgot who you are. Because here is the only way that a human being can be ever in life a loser. When you do not trust the source of your life, God Almighty. Trust me when I tell you this. God gave Israel every possible advantage ever. You get a land you didn't even have to work for. Cleared out folk, all that kind of stuff. You've seen the history. You've read the history. There is nothing God would not do for Israel. And every now and then, Israel lost their mind and acted like a bunch of entitled children and tried to do what they wanted to do. And God said, you lost something along the way. Let me put you back together again by taking you out of here and putting you over here. Because I didn't make you this way. And I did not create you this way. I need you to get yourself together. Now listen to this. Jeremiah has to give the prophecy straight from God that the people were not hearing from other false prophets telling them that this exile wasn't going to last long. Everybody else was trying to make them feel better. Y'all ain't going to be gone that long. God's going to show up and going to do all this wonderful stuff. Sound kind of familiar, don't it? There are a lot of people that are in pulpits right now trying to give quick fixes to a whole bunch of stuff. God's going to turn it around in 6 months. But what if God don't turn it around in 6 months? God's going to turn it around in 24 hours. But what if God don't turn it around in 24 hours? Every now and then, you need to understand that when God does a thing, God has a plan, even in the thing and in the way that God is handling you.
Yes, sir.
They knew it was correction, but they ain't want to be away from home. So Jeremiah comes along and says, here's what God really got to say. First and foremost, since you're going to be here a while, here's what you got to do. Now listen to this. Build houses, plant gardens, get your kids together so they can date and get married, reproduce. Because what you're going to find is when you are a blessing to this place where you are, you're going to find your own blessing here as well. Stay with it. Don't listen to folk that don't know what I'm about. Don't listen to people that I have not authorized to speak into your life. Let me put a pin there for a second and let me help you out. There's some false prophets in your phone right now you need to get rid of. Because they ain't telling you nothing. Coming back. Don't listen to folk that I haven't authorized to speak to you. And when you do these things, after the 70 years are up, I'm going to come back for you. And I want you to understand this. For I know the plans that I have for you. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. So what you're going into will not last forever. And after you come out of this, it is with the intent on taking you into a more prosperous future. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we got to learn whether God has sent us to a place or whether life has happened and it's just a mess. God is always in control. Amen. And you got to understand that no matter what the conditions are, God always lines it up where he wants us to prosper wherever we are. God has not changed his mind about us. God has not all of a sudden said, I just want to see my people suffer, but I need to make sure that things are corrected so that we are lining this thing up and they do what it takes to continue to be the winner I have designed them to be. So here are the things that you need to experience in every condition. First of all, you need to be intentional in your production. You need to be intentional in your production. Look at what God asked them to do. Don't stop living because you ain't living where you want. Let me say that one again. That felt good. Don't stop living because you're not living where you want. Build houses, have families, do what you need to do in this place. Look towards the welfare and, quote unquote, the success of the city. Because in doing that, you will find success for yourselves as well. Amen. Which means this, that it doesn't matter what is going on. Your job, number one, is to do whatever it takes to continue to live. You got to do it on purpose. There are a whole lot of people living right now that continue to throw things out there without intent. People want to live and they want to. Okay, let me say it a different way. You know why? You know the difference between rich people and wealthy people? Do y'all know the difference between rich people and wealthy people? See, rich people, I'm taking it to a different extent. Rich people know how to gather their money, and they also know how to try to prove to people that they got money. Wealthy people, they don't stop living and they don't entertain other people to try to prove they got something. Rich people will take every step possible to try to prove to you that they got money. Wealthy people don't stop living and doing what they normally do in order to entertain that. They just keep on living and they keep on functioning and they keep on receiving. And in most cases, they keep on giving and it comes back and they keep on working and they don't stop because everything they do is intentional. Church, the difference between churches that grow and churches that live and churches that eventually die off is the intent. All right, cool. Y'all ain't gonna shout cool. The difference between me living and seeing God work in my life is not just waiting and telling God, do it for me. It is about I still got to live while I'm here.
That means that while I'm here, I got to keep on doing the job that I'm doing, fulfilling the purpose that I'm fulfilling, doing what I got to do, even if the situation is not ideal. Because at the end of the day, it is still on me to do whatever God has called me to do. And no matter what that takes, sometimes you got to get back in line and say, I got to do this thing on purpose. I'm not just throwing stuff out there. I'm not just coming up with a thing just because it sounds good. But God has put something in me where I got to be intentional in what I do. That means if I got to go out there and talk to somebody and show them the love of God, I do it not for the numbers in the church, but because God wants the love of God to spread to the people that need him the most. It's not just about throwing stuff out there. It's about being what? Intentional. You need to live out here. I may have taken you away from your comfort, but you still better build a house. You still better get some food. You still better reproduce. You need to do this stuff on purpose. Number two, you got to be engaged in relationships. He said, make sure your kids hook up. That's me summing it up. Make sure your kids hook up. I want you to catch this part, though. When God said, look, get your sons and daughters out there. Let them get to know each other. Part of what he's saying, besides the very act of just marriage and reproduction, is that folk had to get together sometime. Folk actually had to get together sometime. Sometimes when you're going through things, you need to be around people that got some commonality. You know, I can't talk to everybody when I'm going through stuff. Ain't that true? Look, you try not to complain, but you know that 18 people yet you could call, well, all they do is complain. You can't call them. You need to be around some people that are like you. You every day is not perfect, but you need to be around some people that are what? Confident that God will show up every now and then. You know, everybody can't handle your dreams. Everybody can't handle your vision. Everybody can't handle your purpose. Everybody can't handle all that stuff. But you still got to be engaged in having relationships with one another. There are people that connect with me, not because I preach, not because I pastor, but because I got some things in common with some folk. I can talk to people about sports. I can talk to people about poetry. I can talk to people about music, all that kind of stuff. Because at the end of the day, I still need to be what? Connected with somebody. You got to be engaged sometime. You got to get to know folk. 2020, I'm just giving y'all a little heads up. Don't be surprised if I start saying crazy stuff like, y'all need to sit closer together. I'm giving you almost a 2-month head start. And y'all going to say, well, I've known them for that. I don't care how long you've known somebody. Here's a spoiler alert. You may not know them today like you knew them then. You got to be engaged in relationship with people. People do grow. Mindsets change. Focus becomes different. And you may discover that things you have prayed for may rest in people you ain't never talked to for real. But you got to what? Be engaged. Third thing. In the situations you're in, you got to draw closer to God. Check this out. God sent them into exile for 70 years. But don't miss what's in the text that some people won't highlight. God didn't say, I'm dropping you off and leaving you. God didn't say that. God just said, I'm taking you out of where you are. I'm putting you somewhere else. And watch it. If you call on me, I'm still going to answer you. When was the last time you thought about the first time you met the Lord? Do you remember what that was like? No, for real. Take about 10 seconds. Do you remember the first time that the Lord really touched your life?
Yes.
How it sparked something on the inside of you.
Yes,
messed up everything your world was like at that time. And you didn't know, what to do with it, but you felt so different when you came out. You were brand new. There was nothing anybody could say to you that was going to change your mind. You know those moments when you used to go and sit with the Lord and you be in church and it wouldn't take much of nothing for you to catch on fire? I know everybody don't come out of shouting situations, but I didn't used to be a shouter. I didn't used to holler every once in a while, if you can believe it. I was that introverted that you couldn't get me to do nothing up in worship. It didn't make a difference what anybody said or did, but one day the Lord got a hold of me and something changed where I couldn't stop shouting, I couldn't stop hollering. I couldn't stop doing this. I couldn't stop doing that. Something changed in my prayer life where it didn't matter where I was, whether I was in church, at home, at school, in my workplace or whatever. I would fall on my face before the Lord, wouldn't care if anybody looked at me crazy and all that kind of stuff. Every now and then you got to tap back into those moments when you first believed, when you remember when God was everything to you. You went all out. It didn't make a difference about age, feeling, or anything else. You gave your all to the Lord. You gave everything you had. Your praise, your worship, your prayer life, your everything. Because in moments when you need the Lord the most, you need to be able to draw close to the source of your strength. Is there anybody in here that knows what it feels like when you draw close to God, when you need his strength, when you need his power, when you need the glory, when you need all that? Every now and then you need to stop what you're doing, forget about the rest, and say, Lord, draw me in, draw me near, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Just bring me in. Next day, you got to remain faithful. 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 Listen. I won't be specific. Sister Rashana, we talked yesterday, right? And I thought about what you told me. And I thought about it while we were sitting in that room and what you told me. And right now in this moment, it hit me. All hell breaking loose, right? Y'all don't even know what we talked about because some of y'all looking at me crazy already. Don't be nosy. If you want to know, ask her. Because I ain't telling nothing. Let me. All hell breaking loose. And it's been that way for a period of time. Right? And some people have been taken away from the situation without explanation. And everything looks as if it is totally 100% out of control. Can I tell you that this is the moment when God will show up? It's not going to be like what we remembered, but it's going to be different because in moments like these is when we find out who is really faithful to the purpose. Somebody caught the word. When you're not in optimal situations, you find out how faithful you really are to a thing. Everybody talking about they're going to go down with the ship ain't going down with the ship. Oh, when it looks like it's going to sink. Even sinking, it looks like it's going to sink. You ain't gonna find me nowhere but here. I'm down no matter what. But when struggle comes, you can't find them. Because you find out whether or not people are really faithful to a thing or they're faithful to what God has said. Platforms change, but God doesn't. Situations change, but God doesn't. Everything goes up and down through the ebb and flow of life, but God doesn't change.
And if I can remain faithful, listen to this, to the God of my salvation, regardless of what I'm going through, if I stay faithful over this thing, no matter what, I know God will come through. You got to stick it out. And this is why you got to stick it out and remain faithful. This last point, and let's shout our way out. Because if you remain faithful, it'll teach you how to prepare for the payoff. Listen to what God said. When God set the clock, he said, y'all are going to be away from home for 70 years. You are going away from what you've known for 70 years. Now, don't place the emphasis on the 70 years. Place your mind on this principle. You ready? When God set the time, that's when the clock started. Okay. Sports fans, when do you win the game? Is it when the clock strikes zero in the first quarter? No. Is it when it strikes zero in the second quarter? Third quarter? 2 minutes left in the fourth? You don't win until you have finished your task and the clock strikes zero. You have to play the whole game until time runs out. So no matter what my situation is, I'm not going to be in it forever. Which means that while I'm in it, I got work to do until the clock strikes zero. And guess what? I have looked up at some of my situations, and I thought that I was not going to get out of it and I wasn't going to make it. But when I looked at the clock, there was still time on the clock. And God kept saying, you better keep on going, because it ain't over until I say it's over. You know, I wish I was in the right place. Come on, you acting like you ain't never shouted off of a promise. Because here's the truth. When you look at the clock, it hasn't struck zero yet. So guess what? If there's time on the clock, it ain't over until God says it's over. You ain't losing for real, because as long as there's time left on the clock, it ain't over until God says it's over. And why is that? Because he's already rigged the game. He knows how much time there is. He knows the outcome. And baby, because you're on the side of the one that's rigged the game, you're already going to win. So you might as well work while you got the time, because when you come out, he's got your future already in place, and you shall come forth as a victor. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. More than a conqueror. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The clock ain't struck zero. So get ready for the payoff. Yes, sir. And the payoff is that you win. Yeah, 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 yeah.